Isaiah has been with us throughout December. The prophet knows when people need some challenge and when they need God's comforting message. And in this week, we hear the prophet proclaiming the steadfast love and compassion of the Holy One who is always with them. This is from chapter 63, verses 7 through 9 in the Common English Translation. I will recount the Lord's faithful acts. I will sing the Lord's praises because of all the Lord did for us. For God's great favor toward the house of Israel, God treated them compassionately and with deep affection. God said, truly, they are my people, children who won't do what is wrong. God became their savior. During all their distress, God also was distressed. So a messenger who saved them, saved them. In love and mercy, God redeemed them, lifting and carrying them throughout earlier times. The story continues after the birth of Jesus as we hear of the wise scholars, the Magi from the east coming, telling Herod they were searching for the king that had just been born, visiting and gifting the Holy Family and then moving on. Matthew tells us what happens next in chapter 2, verses 13 through 23 from the Message Bible. After the scholars were gone, God's angels showed up again in Joseph's dream and commanded, get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay until further notice. Herod is on the hunt for this child and wants to kill him. Excuse me. Joseph obeyed. He got up, took the child and his mother under cover of darkness. They were out of town and well on their way by daylight. They lived in Egypt until Herod's death. This Egyptian exile fulfilled what Hosea had preached. I called my son out of Egypt. Herod, when he realized that the scholars had tricked him, flew into a rage. He commanded the murder of every little boy 2 years old and under who lived in Bethlehem and its surrounding hills. He determined that age from information he had gotten from the scholars. That's when Jeremiah's sermon was fulfilled. A sound was heard in Ramah, weeping and much lament. Rachel weeping for her children, Rachel refusing all solace, her children gone, dead and buried. Later, when Herod died, God's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Take the child and his mother and return to Israel. All those out to murder the child are dead. Joseph obeyed. He got up, took the child and his mother, and re-entered Israel. When he heard, though, that Archelaus had succeeded his father Herod as king of Judea, he was afraid to go there. But then Joseph was directed in a dream to go to the hills of Galilee. On arrival, he settled in the village of Nazareth. This move was a fulfillment of the prophetic words, he shall be called a Nazarene.
Our candles are still lit, still showing off light. The angels are still singing. You are the angels today, still singing the Christmas carols. Do they live in your heart today? Do they live with you this week? The shepherds are still going about excited after what they had seen, what they were told about. They run, tell everyone that they see the great things that the Lord has done. Have you heard their tale? Does it live in your hearts? The Magi are still seeking to experience truth. Have you seen them lately? Did you see them passing by? Or have you joined in any of that? Have you joined these characters lately? We need people to join the company of the manger. The company of the manger, I'm calling it. Because there's plenty of Herods out there in the world. Plenty of people looking to quash peace and kill hope. Plenty of those who need some joy in their life, some respite, some compassion, some understanding, a listening ear. Addicts, prisoners, refugees, homeless, the sick, the disparaging, the unemployed. One of the perks of my job is that I do get opportunities built in to spread some joy to people. On Friday, we still had 6 poinsettias here that needed to be delivered, so why not? I got in the car and I went. It was good to see people. It's good to see their smiles. It's good to receive their appreciation. Last Monday, 16 of us spread some joy in the form of song to 6 households in our community. It was good to do. A good time, a good diversion from the pressures of the season. But we could always use more people. There's more people that can make a phone call to somebody who has had a recent health challenge. We could use more people who might be able to give someone a ride to a doctor's appointment or to work. More people to pray for one another. We need ministers, ministers of the good news. You all can be those people. You are wanted. You are needed. Doesn't it feel good to be needed? Last night, I had a concert in Columbus. Our director is a virtuoso trumpet player. He stopped towards the end of the concert. He mentioned about how he, at one time, did a concert to benefit the homeless community in Columbus. And he spoke at that event to many homeless people. And he said the number one thing that was mentioned to him from the homeless population is that those people often feel invisible to the rest of us. Invisible. We don't notice them. We don't see them. Many of us don't want to see. It's hard to see. Many of us want to go about our business. We have enough problems of our own. It's tough to know all the kinds of different suffering that goes on right around us. I'm glad he mentioned it, though. I'm glad he reminded us. He suggested that perhaps in this coming new year, that we deal with everyone we meet and see as a human being, that we acknowledge their humanity, he said. He shared a story about his father, who is now suffering from dementia. And he mentioned how his father was always kind to him. Kind. Kindness shared equals kindness being given. If we want a world to be a better place to live, we can start with ourselves. One situation, one encounter at a time. Each and every person that we meet, dealing with them kindly, acknowledging them, noticing them. I can imagine that Mary and Joseph felt invisible, knocking on people's doors in Bethlehem, asking for a place to live, feeling homeless that night. Inconsequential. I wonder if they were just another family fleeing the violence of Herod when they went to Egypt. I wonder if Jesus himself, when he got to be an adult himself, felt inconsequential, just that common son of a carpenter. Maybe he did. If he did, it's no wonder why he identified with the least of these in his parable later in Matthew. The other end of my job, built into the job, is to deal with people's suffering sometimes. On Christmas Eve day, I began my morning meeting with somebody who lost his job and his family within a week. He was despondent. Later that day, as we were closing the office, locking the door, someone slipped in to ask for help. This person hasn't had a job all year and finally has 2 interviews for a job. I congratulated him, wished him a happy holidays, and he turned to me with an odd look, as if he hadn't had a happy holidays or joy in a very long time. Maybe to many folks out there, the holidays are either meaningless, maybe they're just another day of the week, maybe they have completely changed their meaning because of what they have experienced in life. It is difficult to deal with pain, especially when everything points to joy, the joy of Christmas Eve and being back here in the evening to sing and pray. Author Christian Niff says this: compassion involves the recognition and the clear seeing of suffering. If you want to be lights to the world, sometimes we have to deal with the pain. It also involves feelings of kindness for people who are suffering, so that the desire to help, to alleviate suffering, emerges. Finally, compassion involves recognizing our shared human condition, our shared flaws and fragility. All choirs have openings in them, believe me. Our choir here is always accepting new members. Being a former choir director myself for 10 years, I would have always accepted anyone who wants to sing, least of all the angel choir. They're accepting members as well, no doubt about it. There's plenty of work in the fields. The shepherds could use help as well. The Magi, they're an agreeable, jolly band. They're always accepting others to travel with them. So let's join up. Let's join up in this manger company. Let's spread some compassion. Let's spread some joy to the world. Amen.